What it do, people? Animal Brown checking in. 12 days of Christmas, day 9. Moving right along, man. J-I-D or JID or J-I-D. I don't know. It's one of them. JID or J-I-D. DiCaprio 2 album. This is me and the homie M Extra. We are debating, rating, and reviewing the new Dreamville artist, J.I.D., and his latest project. And maybe I'll figure out how do you say his name. Do you know what J.I.D. stands for? I don't know. Somebody tell me on Instagram or Twitter, animal_brown, if you know what the hell J.I.D. stands for. Maybe Twin will know. That's my guy, man. M Extra, he's on this episode. Maybe he can tell me. I hope you guys have been enjoying this. I'm not going to waste any more of your time. Let's get to the review. What it do? It's your man Animal Brown checking back in the 12 days of Christmas. By now, you know how we get down, man. We're doing reviews all Christmas. It is better to give than to receive. So on behalf of Realville, this is what we got for you, man. I have a special guest in the building with me today. Spike Lou is on assignment, all right? He didn't want to do this album. I don't know what he got against J.I.D., but he didn't want to do it. He's like, I ain't doing that. I can't do that. So I got my man M Extra in the building. What's good, sir?
What's going on, man? I appreciate it, man. Love.
Now, I know this right here is your man's, J.I.D. So I already have an idea of where you're going to be coming from when it comes to this album, but you don't know where I'm going to be coming from. So we're about to have some fun with this, man. So tell me, as J.I.D.'s number one fan, what were your expectations going into this project?
I don't know about number one fan, man. I just love good music, man. What can I say?
Okay.
My expectations for G.I.D.'s sophomore effort was I was looking for a more mature subject matter,
okay,
if you will. The beat selection, I was ready for it because his flow, he has a great flow. So I was just looking for fire beats and him riding the beats, pause.
Okay.
To perfection.
That's some J. Cole. They come out and go, here's my new artist. I'm looking at you off top like, okay, the bar is set. You got to be nice with the shit. I thought it was interesting when they signed him. He's out of Atlanta. J.I.D. or JID. We're going to say JID today. And I also thought that Never Story project had promise. Hereditary was probably one of my favorite songs off that album all of 2017.
Great record.
Yeah, absolutely. So I was curious to see what his growth was going to be since then, since that was early 2017. Time flies. We already about to be 2019. It's almost 2 years since that project. Now, when you first heard this album, what were your initial thoughts?
Shit, it was fire. That's my initial thoughts. Straight up. Yo, all of my expectations were exceeded. You know what I'm saying? He can't riffy this motherfucker. You understand what I'm saying?
Out the park?
Out the park.
Okay.
Yeah, for sure.
First listen, I liked it. I liked it. Second listen, I didn't like it as much.
What?
I'm not going to lie. Third listen, I liked it even less than the second listen.
Oh, my God.
And here's why. Here's my problem with JID. His message gets lost in his delivery. Now, we know he's technically skilled. We know that. He can rap. No, anybody with ears will let you know that dude can spit. That's fine. But what's his story, though? Like, what's his identity? What is he a good kid in the mad city? Because we already have that on the West Coast. Tell me from your experience of listening to JID, what is his story? Where is he coming from? What do you hear when you listen to him?
Well, that's a great question. and I'm glad you brought up what you did about his story.
Okay.
Because I think the complete opposite when I listen to it more and more. Okay. I think he paints a vivid picture in each song. Like, it's one sequence through this album and for four songs, and it's from Off the Zonkies through Strawberries.
Okay.
I mean, that is an exceptional, exceptional four-song range. Like, how he started with Off the Zonkies, and that song is talking about getting his friends off drugs and how it's not as cool,
dope.
Cut it out. And it goes into Strawberries,
right.
It's a song about his girl and And go he's what I like about him, he tells stories within a story in each song. So it paints a cinematic view for me. You know what I mean? Some people can't catch it, maybe you need to listen to it again.
For a fourth time. Yeah. I mean, and that's fine that he's doing that, but sometimes I feel like you're gonna lose the average listener when you try to do that. Like, have you ever seen Inception? The movie that's a dream inside of a dream inside of a dream.
Right.
Not everybody is going to connect with that because it's a lot to take in. Like, sometimes I listen to him and I'm like, yo, what the fuck is he talking about? Like, I get that. When the rapid fire flow is cool, but bro, you have to, like, I feel like you should only use that in certain situations because you're going to lose people, dog. Like, what are you talking about? I get the off the zoinkies. Yeah. That shit is hard. Him explaining to his homeboys, like, where we at and, like, yo, I'm not mad at y'all for doing the drugs. Y'all may have good reasoning, but bro, like, can we focus on doing something that's going to get us to the next level? Like, that shit ain't finna get us nowhere. So I get that part, but all half of these other songs, I'm like, bro, what the fuck are you talking? He's giving me Isaiah Rashad. Like, what are you talking about?
Oh.
Like, what, bro, explain civil, whatever the fuck Isaiah Rashad shit was called. What are you talking about? At the end of the day, that's what I get. It's almost like you're just trying to show off the fact that you can rap fast. Just for the fact that you can rap fast. And that's cute, but I need some substance and a story. On Stick Talk, toward the beginning, he said, I'm from East Atlanta like Gucci and Travis Porter, but my story is similar to the hare and the tortoise. Cool. What's your story? What do you mean? Like, elaborate, bruh. And I feel like Dreamville artists have that problem. A lot of them, they don't have an established identity. What is Boz? Where is he from? Who is he? What's his story? I just learned Kai shit earlier this year because he hard now. But it took a minute for me to get his story, and I thought I was going to get that on this project. Please help me out. Sell me on this JID. What does JID even mean, dude?
So, okay.
What does it mean, bro?
I believe it's my turn. So starting with his origin of his name, from what I heard him on a podcast.
Okay.
His grandmother, I believe, called him a little Jid.
Gotcha.
So when it was coming up, he kept it that moniker, Jid, and he just shorted it to JID, and people still call him Jid. So that's where he got his name from. Similar to how Tip.
Yeah.
Call him Tip. It's no difference. Let's not overblow it, man. Come on, man. They looking for things to find.
It's all part of the package of an artist, though.
Yeah. I'm in my opinion, I don't understand how you come to this conclusion. Like, I can understand people saying, oh, he raps fast. But on Working Out, it's a perfect example of how you can change it. I mean, that piano, the production of that song is fucking amazing.
Mama called, where the fuck you at? On the road and ain't coming back into my 100 stacks. Make 100 racks and that 100 racks bring a bundle back. I was blowing gas like the honey badger. J.I.D. bitch, the money snatcher. Say like this shit, I'm coming after everybody. Don't get the bloody splatter. I'm flying, I got my niggas fly too. Shit is like buddy passes. I wanna cry cause I'm numb inside. If you wonder why, ask what's the matter. Cause I've been working hella hard. Shit ain't really working out. I've been praying to the Lord. Shit ain't really working out. I've been looking to the stars.
Now the production is strong. The production is strong.
Yes.
I give him that. Yeah. It's just, I feel like, okay. He had promise on the Never Story. I heard it and I was like, okay. Like, it's giving me like a Down South Kendrick vibe. How he can switch his voice. How he can do different flows. And I was hoping to get the leap with this project. And it's more of the same. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's got some hot joints on here. Don't get me twisted. Like, I'm going to go to some of my highlights. The Westbrook joint with Ferg, I like that. That's a fun record. I'm fucking with that. That's something you can ride to. Yeah, the beat slap. That sounds perfect in the car. Hot Box with Method Man and Badass. I actually like that. That was a cool throwback East Coast, like hoodie season feel to it. I fuck with that. And of course, Off the Zoink, that's my favorite song on there. He got some real ass Instagram quotable bars on there.
For sure.
My blood need to lay off the drugs. Yeah, God ain't praying enough. Niggas down, we ain't saying enough. Cops firing, stockpiling, rock wild and tell my little niggas lay off the stuff. Ronald Reagan, I can't thank him enough. Nah, I'm playing nigga racist. Fuck. So my nigga, if he left his pack of sports around me, I'ma take him and throw him away. If he smoke him around me, I'ma break him. And we almost got into fighting. I'm talking about dead dad finna fade it. Shit, but maybe I did too much. But fuck it. I love my nigga, I'm a saver. And he probably thinking I'm a player hater. I don't hate a player. I just need all my niggas to wake up and take a real good look. We a long way from Decatur. Long day still ahead of us. Wrong day still scared of us. I'm just working my incredible. Stick my dick in the inevitable. So fuck whatever happened. Fucking cinematic scenes.
Another highlight was the Gangsta Grills drops. Hard. What highlights did you? I see you was hype off the Gangsta Grills.
Oh, for sure. You know, just man, it's so much in that particular mind frame. Just thinking about when DJ Drama was hot. And me being from Atlanta,
for sure.
The Gangsta Grills drop was everything. You know what I'm saying? I love that he included that. And overall, I love how every song transitioned. I love the funny skits. The skit about J. Cole was hilarious.
That's funny as fuck.
You know, so I love how he incorporated it. To me, it's a complete album. Like, he stepped it up and showed me The Promise.
Really?
From his first effort. For sure. I mean, when like, I'm go back to Working Out because
okay.
Working Out is one of those records that I could listen to all the time, like every day. Because, like I said, the piano is great in the back. I love the production. But it's also he's discussing how no matter how much you achieve in life or what goes on,
for sure.
Sometimes things just don't work out.
True.
And he's painting that. Like, how do you not hear this in the song?
Because he's trying to rap like Twister the whole damn time. Dude.
Not on this record.
Maybe not on that record. But on the majority of the album, he's just trying to flex his lyrical muscle. And like, bro, we get it. If you go on Flex... You go on Flex and they drop whatever record, some Mobb Deep instrumental. Do that all day.
And he murdered the Flex freestyle, by the way. And fuck Flex, I'm a little disappointed in your reaction. I'm going to need you to understand where my young nigga is coming from right here, man. He killed your shit.
Georgia boy watching Troy, I'm Achilles niggas. Just snap like Achilles tennis. You need to stretch more. Niggas tried to kick it to me. I'm Devin Hester with the Russian chop I got from my homegirl, Svetla. Get in the booth and niggas sweating. It's a sweat lodge. When Jit in the room, you better come with all your methods. Insidious moves. We taking flight when it's dark at night. Big gun with the sharpest knife. Hill Harper height. Glocks and Toy Story. J.I.D. like a Gorgonite. Poltergeist, chill up your spine when it's cold at night. Pour Quattro in the coldest Sprite. Then bite down, Denzel with the overbite. Me and your lady on the motorbike. She facing me, so I can motorboat her titties after this next ride. Usually, I'm blowing weed like currency and jet life. Huh? Niggas aiming at dome, so keep your vest tight. I'm just trying to get my steps right. Flow is a bloody mess. I was blessed with treasure inside the trash. Sever my hands, reaching through the metal and glass. It's been a blast. Feeling magic in the madness. Give me your hands. Give me passion. Anything that can equal some satisfaction. Looking for love at the end of this hand by the
He good. Flex just didn't know what the fuck he was talking about either. Trust me. Now you looked a certain way when I said he was a down south Kendrick. Are you saying that's off, or are you saying you can see
one? No, I looked that way because I've heard that comparison a couple of times. And I don't think it's on purpose. I just think that's his style.
Gotcha.
And you know, of course, somebody's gonna compare you to someone who's out before you. And that's just how it goes. I don't think he tries to paint himself in a Kendrick box. I mean, he just happened to be fire. And if y'all want to compare him to Kendrick, I mean, that's not a bad comparison. I'll take it.
No, ain't nothing wrong with that. And there's a space for a down south Kendrick. Like, that's not a knock.
Right.
It's just that he needs to separate himself from that. Like, you can get in the game like that. That's not a knock at all. Kendrick is dope. He's one of my favorite artists. Minus the Pimp a Butterfly. He, you know, that was a hiccup. But other than that bullshit, he's one of my favorite artists. So that's not a knock. I would love for a down south Kendrick to paint that good kid, mad city picture in the A. But paint it, though. Like, just paint it a little more clearly. Just a little more clearly. I look at my rappers like diamonds. Color, cut, and clarity.
Okay.
I need the color.
Triple C.
Exactly. I need the cut. The color is the style, the swag, the sauce. I don't need you to be boring me to death. He's got that. The cut is the bars, the content, what you're saying. Again, you don't have to bar me to death, but just be saying something clever and not ABC 1, 2, 3. And then the clarity is I have to know what the fuck you're saying. Like, don't auto-tune me to death. You know what I'm saying? Like, make it clear so I can quote it and recite it. And I think that's where he's missing is the clarity part. Real talk. Any lowlights for you? What didn't work? Don't tell me it's a perfect five real album.
Man, that's a great question. But before I answer that question, I got to talk about how J. Cole motherfucking murdered his feature. Yo, man, Cole World, man. Hey, listen. It's been a lot of features. A lot of people have been putting in work. J. Cole has put in the most work in 2018.
Over
Let's
Drake?
Not get it twisted. Over Drake.
Wow.
Feature-wise,
Niggas ain't fucking with Cole in 2018. I said it.
Over Drake?
Yeah, yeah.
Cause he's been on bigger records though. But I'll say Cole has been smashing shit.
Features, way more features. Just look at Cole's features. I can do a playlist off Cole's features alone for 2018. Big facts.
All right, fair enough.
So you asked me about low lights, man.
What didn't work?
Oh, man, you know, it's really tough for me to really point out a low light. This album, I love this album. I didn't skip one song.
That's stop.
I really didn't. Stop. I really didn't. And I hate to be that guy, but I really did not skip a song. Like, the only record that maybe get a skip from me.
And I already know what you're going to say. I guarantee it.
I don't know. I think it's not until the end. And it's It's Despacito 2.
Okay.
I like that record, but that's probably the only one that I mean, because Just the Other Day is my shit.
See, and that leads me to my low light. First of all, Mount It Up is trash.
Oh,
it's trash. Beat trash, bro. That's garbage. But Just the Other Day, I had
fire.
The song is cool, but I just feel like that would have been better as somebody else's song. If he picture him on the hook with like Pusha or somebody on the verse, or Meek. Picture that being Meek's song on this motherfucking championship, but with J.I.D. on the hook. That would have been fire. Like, that's what I'm saying. Just the Other Day, he was locked up. Man, that should have been.
Just the Other Day goes. That's my shit.
He killed the hook, but I just think he lost me with the verses, dude. Like, and the songs for the ladies are, he need to cancel that.
No, what?
He need to cancel that.
Strawberries is a hit, bro. Shout out to BJ the Chicago Kid, man. He's don't cold. Get enough shine, bro.
BJ the Chicago Kid is cold.
That record is hard. You don't like that record?
It's okay.
Oh, my God.
It's okay. Like, what are you really talking about?
You can lead a horse to water. You can't make him drink, people. You know what I'm saying?
Now, I'm going to close it out with my review. It's not bad. It's not bad music. I don't want anybody to think like I'm just completely shitting on the tape as a whole. It's just that it didn't move me how I was expecting it to. I believe he's too talented for me to even say a J.I.D. project didn't move me. He's too skilled, technically. But he's the definition of potential, and he just hasn't tapped into it. This is 2.5 reels, real average.
My God.
Real average. Y'all know how we get down. We take the source throwback ratings. Instead of mics, we're saying reels, and we're updating some of the verbiage. 2.5 reels, real average. What is your final review rating on this JID?
Yo, I really want to turn into Stephen A. Smith and be like, you are so disrespectful with this. Oh, man. I mean, my closing, it should come as no surprise if you've been listening.
Okay.
This was a phenomenal album. I mean, it really exceeded my expectations from JID.
That's wild.
East Atlanta, man. I see you, man.
That's home court. Got the home court advantage. That's why you're saying this.
No, it really exceeded my expectations. The features, I love the features. Every feature worked. And surprisingly, every feature worked. That's my
rare
surprise. Every feature, the LMA, the BGA, the Chicago Kid, the Method. Shout out to the Method, man. Feature.
He
Method
ripped it.
Came with it.
No, he ripped it. And I'm not even a Woo. I'm not a Woo guy. I'm not a Method guy. He ripped it, though.
Yeah. He came with it. So I love the album. It was, like I said, a very good piece of work.
Okay.
I'm going to give it 4.5 reels.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, we taking it there, man.
Wow. If
you have any concerns or questions, holler at me.
Four and a half is superior, by the way. I just want to put that out there.
Yeah, man.
This is a superior project. Yeah. That means it's going to be on your top 10 at the end of the year.
Oh, it's definitely my top 10 for sure. You can bank it.
Wow.
For sure. Dreamville heavy on the top 10 for sure.
All right, man. Let people know where they can find you on social, man.
All things social media. It's your boy MXTRA3. That's MXTRA3. MXTRA money. You know how it goes down. Straight out of the west side of Atlanta. Southwest Atlanta, to be exact. And that's where you can find me.
There it is, man. Hey, man. We got to do this again sometime. Oh, you know what I'm talking about? Get you back on the mic. Pause. So we can talk some music shit, man. Even though you kind of lost a little bit with this JID shit.
Oh, for sure, man. We got a lot of things popping, man. You know it's coming back.
Absolutely, man. Hey, fuck with your boy. You know how we get down, man. 12 Days of Christmas. We out.